This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
No apologies. Turning Japanese is in your head for the day. Welcome back to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Although on the text line, I'm sorry, Vossie, but give yourself an uppercut for that song. Boys, do you know what the song Turning Japanese is really about? Tabman 64. Well, we had to Google it. You Google everything. It's about bloke and, I don't know, breaking up with his girlfriend or something. There's nothing.
Is that right?
Sorted about it. No. Just unusually put, I would think, in the lyrics, the idea of it. Anyway.
And I haven't revealed this. I'm off to Japan next week. You didn't know that, did you?
Say what?
I'm off to Japan. I'm going
Eddie
home.
Jones? Are you the latest joining Eddie Jones? I see David Kidwell. Where are you?
I've never been to Japan, but I'm going next week after Anzac Day. Do the footy Anzac Day, flying out the next day.
Right.
Off to watch one of Bo, my 16-year-old boy, who's playing schoolboy rugby over there in a rugby tournament. So I'm going to watch rugby in Japan.
You might be able to drop in on Toyota Verblitz and just see what's going down.
I will.
Brandy, take a highlights reel of your play. Take a highlights reel from your great days, mate. You might pick up a deal while you're there.
Just short-term contract? June to November?
Yeah,
just a little.
There.
Yes.
Great story. Wow. Yeah.
So you know who also is going away? I could probably do a little bit of reconnaissance work over there and find out exactly what's going on, Japanese rugby.
Charlie Goodsir is off for 3 weeks to Europe. Mm-hmm. Not by his choice. We're sending him. He's just off. we're just sticking him on a plane. Like a mystery flight. He just lands wherever.
He's off to Moscow.
Kazakhstan. Somewhere. They're just dropping him in there for 3 weeks and see what happens.
Okay, Brandy, love your work. First in commentary to refer to Joseph Suwali as Joseph Swahili, and on the weekend that's right. I did when Joseph changed his name from Suwali to Swahili to I did spit out a Swahili,
right?
And then on the weekend I did refer to Chevy Stewart as Chevy Chase.
that can happen if Chevy was... Chevy Stewart chips and chases, then that's very easy to make mistakes.
Yeah. Thanks, Jake. I'm glad I can keep you amused.
Let's play a little game show. How many games are Vossie and Brandy calling together this weekend? How many games is it?
More than two or less than?
Yeah, overs and unders. Two and a half, plus two and a half, less than two and a half.
You know what we've got up for grabs today? A Signet Boost power bank. Signet Boost power banks keep your phone, tablet, and earbuds and whatever else powered 24/7. So all you have to do is follow us on Insta. Vossie Brandy SEN.
The answer to the question of that one is Brandy and I calling three games together, three of the eight we're calling together on Fox League. The answer to the trivia question, it was a beauty. Thank you to Barry of Batlow for the question. Who scored the most hat-tricks in their first grade career? Brandy, Freddie, Brett Kenny, or Laurie Daly? And the answer was Brandy. The other three never scored a hat-trick. Unbelievable.
Get out of here.
Never scored a hat-trick. So, fantastic trivia question. It's 7 minutes after eight. This is the part of the program where we head south. We're going to Mi'o with Jared Waitley, who's getting ready for his own program. We've got so much to fire at Jared today. I'm hoping he comes with his with all guns blazing because we want to talk golf. Jared Waitley, good morning to you.
Vossie, Brandy, I just want to pass on Vossie from south of the border. There was so much love for you yesterday. once it was revealed you're in a park kicking the Sharon with your son. Is the Melburnians have never loved you more than yesterday.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, this is true. I will say this, if you want to pass on to your audience, that I think the ball, I'm going okay. I think the ball is a wonderful present for kids because it comes with instructions that you don't have to hit your intended target to get a point.
Yes.
You don't have to actually catch it to be a mark. I think that's great for the kids, the Sharon.
It's a bit more forgiving.
Yeah, the instructions. So, no, it's true. Harry Voss has signed up to play AFL training tonight during the school holidays. That's how dedicated they are, training tonight. So it's all on. And I've been hitting them okay, Brandy, now that you
well,
ask.
That's
I'm
good.
Going all right.
Excellent. Yeah. Masters wrap. Let's have a look at Jared. Mixed event for the Aussies. Cameron Smith looked like he was going to get something started when he hit the eagle on two, but just couldn't buy a putt. And so not a fantastic tournament for the Aussies. But the LIV Golf argument and the PGA, the LIV Golf, the rumour of Rory McIlroy, massive.
Sent the world into meltdown yesterday on a morals high ground front. Rory McIlroy had been the most strident opponent of LIV, and he did most of the bidding of the PGA Tour publicly. He was wickedly undermined by Jay Monahan, who was secretly doing deals behind the scenes to engage with the Saudis. Recanted his position largely across Christmas, did McIlroy. Walked back some of the most vitriolic language that he'd used. He had said at one stage that he wouldn't play the LIV circuit if it was the last place on earth, that he would retire rather than do that. And then the story swept through yesterday that he'd been offered an $840 million US contract to go and join the tour. He's denying that. It's so, and then the passionate responses we took on air yesterday is people are so deeply engaged in this that Rory would need to go and live as a hermit, and you could never believe anything that he said again. To the other side is, when you are so badly betrayed by those who you represented, then you choose to do whatever you want to do in your best interest from there. Yeah. If he was to cross, and he has denied it, I feel like that would be the tipping point. I don't know how and when these two come back together, but if Liv got Rory McIlroy, they could declare victory, I think.
Yeah, well put. We've been through a Super League war in our sport, NRL, and you know, and things get written. It gets very personal. Now, there are shades of that, really. Brandel Chamberlain, like, he's just gone on social media and he's been attacked from all sides. I mean, he's an outspoken supporter of the PGA. He put up a post talking about it was a poor showing by the LIV players. Someone got back to him and said, four in the top 12, two in the top six, you have truly lost it. Yeah. And then he's just gone off. He has said, you think they paid $3 billion for a few top 10s and to be 82 over as a group at a major? A senior citizen beat some of their stars, and almost all the games of LIV players have deteriorated since they sold their souls to the Saudis, who only bought a moment in time, nothing else. I mean, that is getting really personal. Like,
yes,
I dare Brandel Chamberlain to refer to golfers in the Masters as senior citizens. He'd never do that on camera. And then one of the respondents I thought was fantastic. A fellow called Joe Christensen said, the ratings down 20% from last year at the Masters. All of golf is losing, Brandel, and you're not helping by consistently spewing hatred, whether it's truthful or not. You are pouring gas on the fire and making golf even more unlikable right now. And then the last line, golf is losing. I repeat, golf is losing. Do you share that view? Which do you think is closer to the truth out of those opinions we've put out there?
I do. Golf is losing. That's true. It's total codswallop. The fact that there have been credible performances from the LIV players in the small number of majors that have been played, they don't all have to play well at once, as the USPGA players all don't play well at once. And for DeChambeau and Smith to be so prominent in a really tough tournament was validation of their games. The LIV product is inferior to the established four-round tournament play, but there are elements of LIV that I think work. The shotgun start, I reckon, is a really clever idea. They don't get to play on the premium courses very often, which is what makes LIV Adelaide next week. It's what makes it stand out. It's on one of the great courses of the country and one of the great courses of the world. So but we were at Live in Vegas, and to watch the groups come through in front of you was to realize how many big names and characters in golf have crossed over, but it doesn't quite have the same magnitude at the end as the more established tournaments. It has enhanced the four majors. I think that's absolutely clear. That's the only time the best fields now come together. And so the PGA Tour has a credibility problem on that front.
Now, the IPL, Jared, Travis Head's amazing century, and we know he can do it, fourth fastest century. We've got a couple that are struggling. Big money, Mitch Stark, none for 50. It's a tough gig for a bowler. It's so hit and miss with the IPL. But Glenn Maxwell, he's had a wretched season over there in India, and now he's packed it up and said, I need a rest again. We keep hearing about Glenn Maxwell, and I'm just assuming that he must be struggling off the field massively to be just saying, well, I need a break.
I would say that's right. So he's a long way away, so I don't have a lot of first-hand knowledge on this. He's taken a break previously from his international duties to tend to his own personal well-being, and that looks like what he's doing here. I think it is so intense in that competition. So every morning in the office, I've got Fox Cricket on, and we watch the replay of the overnight game. And it is immense and it is intense. And if you haven't sort of tapped into it recently, do. There's houses are full, and knowing what Indian cricket is like and the fervour around it, it's an elevated experience. And particularly when you're not going well, and that's been Maxwell's fate so far in this tournament. So some of the Australian performances, his Head's hitting two nights ago was phenomenal. A 39-ball century, 9-4s, 8-6s. Playing like the Travis Head that Australia needs heading towards a T20 World Cup. Mitch Stark just massively paid for this tournament. First time he'd been there in ages. Started the first two games without wickets, and sort of it felt like all of India was building up on his shoulders, and then he's mixed his form since. So to succeed, I think, is to be exalted, and then to be under pressure, I suspect, is unique. So these players sort of live the cycle when they play for Australia, is there's the constant scrutiny and discussion around their position, which is wearing for them, but that's just the reality. Then you drop into what essentially is the club competition, and the riches there are irresistible, but it comes with just this intense pressure. Atmosphere around it, which I think we easily discard because we're not living right in the middle of the cycle. But as I say, knowing what Indian cricket is like, it would be a furnace. So yes, you're collecting the big dollars for 8 weeks of tournament play, but there is another side to it that players clearly need to weigh up to just be sure that they want to subject themselves to it.
Mm. Yeah. Coach bust-ups, I spoke about it with you on your program yesterday. We've got Dez and Ricky, two angry old men, blowing up. Have you got any ones in the AFL that you can recount that you've had it where they've gone face-to-face in the tunnel or, you know, before returning to the dressing room? Any
Not
famous
quite.
Cases?
So we had, I was trying to think of the most recent one. We had Chris Fagan and Chris Scott, the coaches of the Brisbane Lions and Geelong, at quarter time, sort of from their huddles, which are about... I would say their confrontation was from about 30 metres apart. So there'd been words exchanged from the Brisbane Lions players to Chris Scott, which were then met in kind. And then Fagan sort of vaguely was drawn into it as well. And you could sort of see them hissing at each other. And there was the suggestion. I can't cussing. Say whether this was ever verified or not, but there was the suggestion, well, let's take it out to the car park.
Even if that's not true, let's run with that. I love that. Because there was Mark Redan and Corica in the A-League? Like, that was on the sideline. Yes, that's in full view of everyone.
That sort of stuff.
It's not terribly dignified, is it?
No,
It's extreme theatre, but it's not terribly dignified when they do resort to it.
Jared, you love your horse races. Queen Elizabeth Stakes on Saturday at Randwick. Pride of Jenny, just incredible.
Yeah, could barely believe what I was watching. And during it, you're thinking, you're just trying to get a measure. How far is she in front there? And at one stage, you could measure that she was 100 metres in front. So I can say I've never seen that in in a showpiece race before. And I was thinking, what are the most spectacular performances that come to mind on that front? So when I was growing up, I used to watch the VHS, which had Dulcifer's Cox Plate win on it. And then I was in the stands the day Might and Power won the Caulfield Cup with just a charging front-running ride. The quintessential front-runner from growing up was Vaux Rogue, but I can't pick the single race that he did it in. Sunline streeted them in a Cox Plate one day at Mini Valley. This was a more visual spectacular than all of those, to the point where I think everyone went through the same sort of emotions. You go, well, she's a long way in front. Surely she can't be hanging on from there. And you go, oh, they're not going to catch her. So you sort of went through the four phases in the race and then were just able to bask in something rare and magnificent at the end.
I love the call because, and Brandy and I, we're not race callers, but you have called, Jared, plenty of big races, Melbourne Cup included. But I love the call because there was a cross between being the race caller but also stunned race goer.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah,
I know, no, this yeah. is, you know, like in yeah. amazement getting away from the call. I think that was capturing the moment perfectly, to be honest.
And I thought Darren... he was conservative. He went with 30 lengths. And I was actually texting Matt Hill during it and said, I would have gone with 50. And as it turned out, it was 38. So Darren did a great job of actually... But I think the hyperbole would have got hold of me. And I would have been going 100 metres and 50 lengths. Because it just felt like one of those moments. It didn't matter how far you went, you couldn't have gone too far. It just you almost had licence to do it. And I know that race has played around the world. And it is one of those moments that you don't have to be you don't have to have any knowledge of racing to understand what a spectacle that was.
We'll never be guilty of hyperbole, Brady. Or hyperbole, as Joel Kane once said.
We
just don't go there in rugby league. We're straight. Yeah, we're just straight down the middle, Jared. Straight down the middle. Have a great show today there in Melbourne. Always something to talk about. We're pretty excited about the Sydney teams in the AFL at the moment. Giants, bowling along nicely and against Carlton this weekend and Swans at home to the Gold Coast. Jared, thanks for coming on the show.
Terrific. Have a great time.
Good to Jared Waitley, thanks to Mate, $20 off Brandy for 5 months with Mate Internet.